Hey guys, want to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed? Well, then you need to try Promescence Delay Spray. Promescence Delay Spray is not just for guys with PE, okay? It is for any guy who wants to last longer in bed without having to worry about lasting longer in bed. And that's because it's not going to totally numb you out and it's not going to transfer to your girl. Promescent also has a whole line of products for women. So for your girl, go get her something too. Get her the warming gel. It's going to warm her fucking pussy up and she's going to love it. They also sell supplements called Vitaflux. You could either take them as pills or as powder, and that shit is going to make you horny-er. Okay. If you're horny, it's going to make you horny-er. Okay. Promescent has everything you need for a really hot night of sex. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some Promescent. Go to promescent.com/strictlyanon to get 15% off your whole order. So order the fuck up, okay? Because you're going to get 15% off everything you buy. So buy it all at once, okay? That's promescent.com/strictlyanon. You're going to get 15% off your whole order. You're going to get free shipping and your package is going to arrive discreetly. So no one's going to know what the F you bought.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand. You can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hey, welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast with Kathy. If you haven't followed the Strictly Anonymous Podcast yet on Instagram or Twitter, follow me at Strict Anonymous. If you want to be on the show, it's called Strictly Anonymous because I change everybody's voices. You don't have to be anonymous, though, if you don't want to. If you're out and proud, that's totally cool. But if you have like a secret, naughty, interesting life story that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous, I do change everyone's voices and everyone's names. You could call me from an anonymous number. Just send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. Now, if you have a confession that you want to leave on the confessions hotline and have that confession aired on a Naughty Confessions episode, call my confessions hotline. The number is 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. Just leave a message. I change all the voices there. If you need more time, call back again. I edit them all together. All of those confession episodes, if they're not aired on an episode, all those confessions you leave, I'm sorry, that aren't aired on an episode are aired over on my Patreon. Now, my Patreon is a great place to join for only $5 a month. Still, you get all my episodes early and ad-free. You get all the anonymous confessions that have come into my confessions hotline. You see all the anonymous hot pics of all of my guests, okay? Practically everybody sends me in hot pics of themselves. So if you want to put a body to an episode, they're all there, hundreds of them. You also get Q&As that I do where I answer all kinds of questions. Those are private over there. I do polls. There's lots of engagement on my Patreon. I have over 2,200 people over there. Those are the people that I talk to, my listeners. I don't have time anymore to like really answer DMs and stuff like that. So really my focus is on my listeners that are signed in through my Patreon. You also, though, on top of all of that good stuff, get access to my Discord. And what's great about Discord is, unlike Patreon, Discord people who sign up get to post their own stuff. And that's where people get super dirty. You could post X-rated pics. I made it a not safe for work site, so you're allowed to do that stuff. It's all on the up and up. You guys get to talk to each other, and people do, okay? So if you want to get access to all of that stuff, okay, it's only $5 a month. That's so fucking cheap, okay? Go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. All the links to everything that I just told you about will be in the description. Now, today I have on June. June did a lot of the talking. She just basically had one story after another. I didn't really have to talk much on this episode, which is always great. June and her husband now have an open marriage, but they didn't always. But she did start out talking about the all-female threesome she had before she was married. And then when she was married, her husband brought up having a threesome with a girl. And then they started looking for people. And that led to them going to swingers parties and swinger vacations and swinger hookups and all that kind of good stuff. They've been swapping, soft swapping, hard swapping, all kinds of things together ever since, actually for like the past couple of years. Like I've been doing lately, I'm not giving out all the details on the in the intro. But if you want to see more of what's going on this episode, read the description. Like I said, June just has one hot story after another. She does most of the talking. I have naughty pics of her over on my Patreon and more naughtier pics over on my Discord. So if you want to put a face and a body and all that kind of good stuff to June and her husband, sign up for my Patreon afterwards. But anyway, I'm going to get right back on with June.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, June. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
Hi, Kathy. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
I do know, because we were trying to get a good sound of where you're at, that you're like in somebody's walk-in closet right now, which I think is so funny. I'm sorry.
I'm sitting on their floor next to shoes and kind of, I've never been in here before.
Oh my God. She's like, I'm calling from someone else's house and they have high ceilings. It sounded so bad. So I've made her go into a walk-in closet. So anyway, June, this is your story. You got a lot going on. You and your husband, it sounds like you recently opened things up. You went to a swingers club, I think. You've pegged him. You've been with a woman. You had a all-girls trip where you wound up in bed, I think you said. Or you also, your husband got on testosterone, so I don't know if that's why he was like, yeah, fuck me in the ass. I don't know what's going on. But like, you guys have like taken things up at a notch, I'm assuming. This is your husband, correct?
Yes. We've been married for about 17 years.
Okay. So what led up to this change in things? Like, how was your sex life before? And then when did you decide to open things up?
Well, I would say about 2 years ago, I noticed that my sex drive just went from seemingly like nothing to where I would just get wet just walking around. Like,
oh my God. Were you 40?
I am 30. I'm about to be 37.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. That you're going through the change a little early.
Oh, God, please don't tell me that.
Don't worry. It's going to be 12 years before it happens. Doesn't matter. It takes a long time. You're going to be horny for like 10 years. Trust me.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, we went from having sex maybe once a week, maybe once every other week to just about every single night. And then one night after we had sex, which was a brilliant on his part, he asked if I might be wanting to have a threesome with another woman. And unbeknownst to him at this time, I'd actually already had an experience with two of my best friends. Actually, on the night of my bachelorette party, still my best friends to this day, we sort of all had an interaction in a shower together, and I hadn't told him yet, but I always kind of knew that I liked women. So I thought, well, yeah, that would be a lot of fun.
Okay, but stop right there. Sorry, I got to interrupt. We got to get the bachelorette story. I'm sorry. Got to go there. Okay.
So, and he knows about it now, so it's okay. But yeah, the night of my bachelorette party, like, but me and a bunch of women went out. But at the end of the night, my two best friends were just going to stay at mine and my husband's house. He wasn't there, obviously. And we'd been drinking quite a bit, and I don't really know how it would lead up to it, but next thing you know, the three of us are sort of making out. We all get in the shower, then we're all sort of like fingering each other. We all went down on each other, and it was the first time that any of us had done that to any other woman. It was just, it was like an explosion or something. I'm not really sure how or why that happened, but
did you consider it cheating on your husband?
No, see, and at the time I didn't. And when I did finally tell my husband about it, he was pretty upset. And I was like, I think you're right. I guess that was cheating. But to me, in my mind, it was like, oh, it's my two best friends. Like, girls having fun, which is not true. I get that now. But at the time,
listen,
like,
if you didn't
great.
Think it, no, listen, I'm sorry. On some level, you knew it wasn't right because you didn't tell him till like 15 years later. When did you
That's
tell
true.
Him? You tell him the next day. If you thought it was no big deal, you would have been like, hey, by the way, last time I ate both of my friends out, and he would have got hard and fucked you. He probably would have been happy, but you never told him. So no, you knew. So, right. So why wouldn't you? Or else, like, so why did you keep it a secret?
You're right, because I was embarrassed. You're so right. He's going to be, because he knows I'm coming on today, and he's going to be happy that you said that to
me. Yes, sorry, I'm on your side, guy. Okay, I hear you.
Yep.
It was cheating. All right, so anyway, he does wind up finding out about it and whatever. That was your first experience. So let's get back to where you were at.
Okay, so he brings it up right after sex one night, and that very night, we were like, really amped up about it. So we Googled, I think it was like the Field app. Mm-hmm. And we totally got catfished by, but I know it was not this woman. There was this picture of this beautiful blonde woman. And she immediately starts, you know, messaging us and is like, yeah, I can't wait to meet up with you guys in 2 days. And we were like, wow, this is so easy. Like, wow, I can't believe how quickly this is happening.
with the hot woman, like with the perfect girl. So, yeah.
If you ever see the perfect girl on your screen, just know that it's not real. That's not real. That's not light, real life.
Yeah.
But next thing, she's asking me to get on this website and put in our credit card information to confirm that it's really us.
Oh, wow. So it wasn't even like a guy looking for pussy shots from you. It was like someone trying to scam you out of cash.
Yeah, it's probably someone overseas. It was crazy. So after that, like, basically he was on that site. It just turned me off. I didn't like scrolling through the site. But during that period of time, I started doing a lot of research, which meant like me listening to every podcast I could about anything sex related. That's when I found your podcast, actually. Mm-hmm. And I consumed your podcast like nothing else. And that's when I heard about swingers clubs. And I had always thought it was like ugly dudes in dinner jackets, like smoking cigars, making women like suck their dicks. I had no idea. That was always my mental image. But after listening to your show, I was like, huh, that could be maybe an easier and more like relatable road to go down. We could try something together and actually see real people that aren't just on a screen. So I just started Googling, and we found one that was pretty close to us, really, maybe like an hour away in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And so I brought it up to my husband, and at first he had the same reaction I did. He was like, I can't believe you would suggest us go to a swingers club. That sounds so like demeaning, gross. But then I again referred him to your podcast and a couple others I'd listened to, and he kind of realized that, hey, this might be what we should do. But during this whole time, we just started like having sex like every single night. We still have sex basically every single night. And before our first trip to a swingers club, he had finally opened up to me about some of his sexual fantasies, which included pegging.
Want to have the best sex you've ever had in years? Then you need to get yourself some Via High Love gummies. I got an email from a listener of mine that bought them last time I advertised them. And literally the guy said, me and my wife had the best sex that we've ever had in 40 years. Promise you. That's a real review. Via High Love gummies will get your senses going, increase your blood flow, and intensify your sexual experience. Via also offers zero THC products. They have a whole CBD line with products designed for sleep, focus, and energy, okay? You want something that's going to put you to sleep and keep you asleep? Try the Zen CBD gummies. I normally take melatonin to go to sleep. I took one of these. I got so tired like a normal person and then fell asleep and had the best night's sleep ever. So what are you waiting for? Go get yourself some High Love gummies for great sex and check out all the other Via products. And the best part is Via legally ships in all 50 states with discreet packaging directly to your door. No medical card required. So if you're 21 plus, you're going to get 15% off plus a free pack of award-winning Dreams THC and CBN sleep gummies with my exclusive code StrictlyAnon at viahemp.com. viahemp.com. Use my code StrictlyAnon at viahemp.com for 15% off and a free pack of Dream Gummies. Good news. Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
I never even heard of pegging. Maybe I had on your podcast. I don't think I had, though. I don't think I really understood what he meant. But one night we were fooling around, and we have this rocking chair. It was my parents' old rocking chair, and you can get kind of like a good motion to it. And so we got one of my dildos. It's a little bit longer, and he sort of just like squat, like got on his knees in it, and we got lube, and we did it the right way, because you can't just shove that shit in. That's not going to be good. But I'll tell you, within, I would say, just a few minutes of me going back and forth with him on that rocking chair with the dildo, he came 5 times in a row, and like, it was the weirdest thing to me. I was in shock, and at first, I was totally turned off by it, because at that point, I was like, wow, he's never going to want to have sex with me again. Like, this is all it's going to be from now on. It made me kind of nervous, because he had never had 5 orgasms in a row. But then after that, we talked about it. And because that's the whole thing with all this, we talk about so much more than we ever used to. Like, our relationship, I feel like this gave us like the spark that we needed, because we've been together for a long time. But yeah, so we talked about it, and he told me, I realized he doesn't want this all the time. And also we realized that since we've done other pegging sessions, it's not like the first time. I think the first time was more like him opening his body, like, wow, that was kind of like a new physical sensation or something.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, and I was going to tell you, a couple of days ago, you linked a toy that, I guess, for women, it sells for like $160, but for men, because on Amazon, it's labeled as a pegging toy, it's only $30.
Yeah.
Listen, I ordered it right after your show, and it came in. I used that.
Yeah.
I got it for me to like try to squirt, because I've been trying to squirt, and it still hasn't happened, but I used it on him first. But the great thing about it was I was able to fuck him while I had my arm like around his back and was using that into his asshole while I was fucking him. So I was able to like have an orgasm while he was having like an anal orgasm.
Yeah, how cool.
And that toy, it's so heavy. Like, and I
can you believe it's only $30? I get why the other people sell it for $175, because people would be like, oh, this is like a real thing. It's like really substantial. And I'm like, I did a Google search and found it for cheaper for my audience. I'm going to start selling it, because I sell somebody on Amazon. I'm selling so many of those, because trust me, I could see how many I sell. I sell so many of them that I'm like, I'm going to sell it myself. I've already in talks to the people in China that make them, to just get them myself and sell the shit out of them, because I think that's a great toy to use. I bought it myself.
Yeah, and I told her I could just set this on the bedside stand and use it as a weapon. Like, that thing is
substantial. Oh my God, you're right. You could kill a burglar at the same time.
Because you can hold it in your hand really well as a weapon.
It's heavy. Yeah.
Anyway, so we talked about the swingers club, because we have to, for us, we move really slowly with things. We have to talk about stuff a lot, because he was raised Pentecostal, I was raised Church of Christ. Like, it, we have to get over our own like head space of this is terrible, you shouldn't think of doing these things, you know. But so we scheduled our first trip to go to the swingers club, so we had a great time.
But let me ask you though, because I always, these are the things I like to ask before you're walking into that club. You guys obviously have had a lot of conversation. You said you guys overtalk everything. What were your rules going in? What were you guys expecting to do that first time? Was everything on the table? Like, you guys were going to fuck other people? Were you just going to watch? Was there like no kissing rules? How was it set up?
We had all the rules, any rule you can think of. So that no kissing. We just recently got over the no kissing thing. And we've been doing this for a couple of years. There's not no play for me with guys. Like, no guys are going to be touching me, right? And that just, we just recently changed that also.
Yeah.
No fucking, like no penetration. I was fine with like him going down another woman if another woman wanted to go down on him, and he was fine with me playing with women. I could kiss other women, yeah, or I could play with other women.
Yeah.
And so that was basically where we were at our first time. And I tell you what, I could barely like move my body to get out of the car the first time, because you pull up and you're like in this looks like almost like an industrial sense, like a strip mall setting, and you're like, what is this?
Oh my God. Yeah, the fear of the unknown. I'd be really super nervous too.
Oh, but as soon as we walked in, this crazy guy, like super enthusiastic, almost like popping out of his shoes, like jumping around, so excited that we were there. He gave us a tour, took us around. So when you first walk in, it's like there's a dance floor. People are just sitting at tables, like just being normal. It's not like you walk in and everyone's just naked and having sex everywhere. It's not like that at all.
Yeah.
Everyone's so welcoming and nice. And it was just like, wow, these are our type people, like laid back, non-judgmental, just cool. Then he took us to like the back rooms areas. And yeah, we definitely saw some fucking back there, threesomes happening. There's like separate rooms where you can shut the door, you can't see what's happening. There's like a fishbowl room where you can look through this like glass area and see if people want to be watched, you can get go in this room. Anyway, so we took the tour, and then he was like, all right, see you later. I'm going to go play. I'm going to go have my own fun. I'm like, all right. So I was just really determined that I was going to make something happen that night. Like, I had this mindset. And when I get determined about something, like, it's just, I'm going to make it happen.
Okay.
So we go back to the back area, and I look over, and I see this woman. I didn't really notice what was happening right underneath her, right beside her, because it's kind of dark back there. But she was naked. She had her boobs, like, pointing straight out, and they looked really nice. I like, left my husband. He was like, June, where are you going? And so I just walked up to this woman. I said, hey, would it be okay if I grabbed your boobs, like, play with your boobs for a second? She said, sure. So I kind of got closer. And next thing I know, I'm tripping over this guy's feet because she's fucking this guy that I didn't really notice at the time. And they were having a threesome. So I fell into a threesome. And I, you know, sort of hands all over me, you know, they thought I was like trying to get in on this threesome.
Obviously.
I was not. Yeah, I was not.
You just wanted to touch her boobs.
Yeah, so that was a little horrifying. They were really nice about it, but so that was our first thing. After that, we met this girl and her husband, and she introduced me to the Sibian. Have you heard, you know what a Sibian is?
Yeah, of course. I know from Howard Stern, and I also sold them on my show at some point. They were a sponsor.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay, yeah. So I rode the Sibian for the first time, and as I was doing that, didn't realize it at the time, but my husband was having a conversation with this single woman who had kissed me and like played with me a little bit while I was riding the Sibian, and they started having a conversation, and she asked if me and him wanted to go to the back with her, and he came over and asked me, and I was like, sure, that sounds great. That's what we came to do. So we start walking to the back, and it's really crowded, and we're going down the hallway to get towards where you can sit and find a spot where you can all play together. But next thing I know, she has me like pinned up against the wall, like in the walkthrough area where there's people just trying to get around us. And she pins my head up against the wall and starts like really aggressively making out with me. And she's like slamming my head against the wall a little bit. I don't know. Maybe she just got overexcited. Then she starts fingering me. Next thing I know, she's like getting down on her knees in this hallway, like pulls my dress up, starts going down on me. And then she reaches back around with her other hand, and she's like grabbing my husband's cock. She was really aggressive. So my husband, he kind of stopped everything. He's like, hey, let's go get on the couch back here. So we go back to the couch. He sits down. He pulls his pants down. She starts sucking his dick and his balls, like just all into it. And I'm just sort of standing there in the middle of this room. I didn't know what to do. So I just walk up behind her, and I just sort of reach my hand under, and I start like rubbing her pussy a little bit. And then I just start fingering her. I didn't really know what else to do. I didn't ask her, but I figured it was fine.
She doesn't sound like she asked you.
No, God. My husband was like, why did you tell her to quit hitting your head against the wall? I don't know. It just happened. It was so quick.
Yeah.
But next thing you know, she sort of just stands up and walks away. And that was that.
The first woman, how far did you go with the first woman? Did you go down on her, or was it just like touchy feely stuff? Because there was like all that other stuff going down.
No, I literally just touched her boobs and fell into their threesome and had to escort myself out of it. It was just embarrassing. And
yeah,
one of those things that you live, you learn. It's like, look at your surroundings, see what's happening. I just wanted to make something happen.
Yeah.
After that, our last sort of experience that night, we had a lot of little experiences. We met this couple who couldn't speak English at all. We couldn't communicate with them whatsoever. We still see them at the club, and she'll sort of like follow me around a little bit, but I still can't talk to her. But she comes up to me and she starts making out with me. And then she basically gets me to come over onto this sort of bed area. Mm-hmm. And she lays me down and she starts going down on me. And it's getting towards the end of the night. And I know that the club is going to close. And I wanted to do something myself to a woman that night. So I decided the easiest thing and the quickest, most efficient thing to do would just be to 69 her. Mm-hmm. So I sort of got up, rotated my body around, and I started going down on her as she was going down on me. And then both of our husbands were on either side. Like, my husband was holding my hair back for me, and her husband was like, you know, moving her hair back. It was just,
I don't know.
It was amazing. So we left, but we went back to the hotel, and we had so much sex over the next couple of days. Like, you know, cause it was still the weekend, like every few hours we were just, you know, back in the bedroom, it just gave us so much energy. And so we were on a high, like such a high after that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
But after that, we have been back to that club about 8 times since then.
Uh-huh.
But in between there, we went, our next little story, just a little tidbit. We got somehow, okay, so once you join this swingers club, you're on the website where you can chat with other members. You know they're real because it'll like you can certify people. So if you've met them, you can hit certified, and you know they're real. Like you can see all their pictures. You can also exchange like naughty pictures if you choose to. You mm-hmm. have to like ask permission. So we started meeting people on there, and we got contacted one day by actually a couple we never even met before, but they were trying to get a group of about 8 couples together to go to the mountains to stay in a mountain cabin for 2 nights. And during this time, there's all these talks. We made like a big group chat on one of the apps. And to our knowledge, like most everyone there, they weren't full swingers. It was just going to be more of like light stuff, whatever. So the first night we get there, nothing really happens with anybody. It's more just like we all go out to eat together. We're all just talking, hanging out. The next day, we all like walk around downtown together. We're all, you know, just kind of getting to know each other. But that night, it was like, all right, party's on. So with all these events we've gone to, especially anybody like in the quote-unquote lifestyle, most of the time, there's going to be a game played because it kind of breaks the ice and it gets uh-huh. everyone warmed up and feeling comfortable. So we're all sitting around in this living room area and we're playing some sort of silly game, but we all end up naked. Just like that's the whole point of the game. Everyone gets naked. Me and my husband didn't really do anything that trip. I went down on one girl. I accidentally touched 2 different guys' dicks.
It's funny that you call this you don't call going down on a girl anything. You're like, nothing went down. I just went down on a girl and touched 2 other guys' cocks. That's nothing.
Well, the first guy, so they had this massage table set up upstairs area. And so, like, my husband would, like, give other women massages. Like, and it's great because you're naked and, like, there's all these hands touching you and it just, man. And also the guys get to feel all over every other woman's bodies. During that, like, my head is down and I'm assuming my husband's like right in front of me. So I start like grabbing this guy's dick and I'm sort of like going up and down because I think it's my husband. And I look up and I realize it's not him. And I'm, you know, my husband doesn't get mad because it's dark. How do you, whatever. But after that, my husband was giving some other woman a massage. I was just standing there, and I was standing next to this guy who'd been walking around the entire night with this huge boner. Like, from the moment he took off his clothes, like, 2 hours early, he must have taken a Viagra. His dick was just, like,
yeah.
rock hard, like yeah. an 8-9-inch cock.
Oh, my God.
Just sitting, hanging out there. And I had been listen, I had been nervous, obviously. So I've been drinking. And it's not an excuse, but, like, next thing I know, he sort of just, like, takes my hand, like, sticks on his cock. And I'm like, oh, wow, that is big. And I'm like, being so stupid. I don't know why I did it. But anyway, my husband saw that was bad. We talked about it for days, blah, blah, blah. But
he was mad.
It was just so ridiculous because it turned out everybody there were swingers except for me and my husband. Like, mm-hmm. everybody. So everyone fucked everybody else. And here we are, like, thinking, oh, this is more our speed. No, we were totally in over our heads on that trip. And mind you, we'd only been, quote unquote, doing this for like 3 months, 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And like I said, we had to take everything really slowly. So I would say, like, during this whole time, I sort of began to realize, because like I said, we would go to the swingers club about once a month, basically. But I kind of began to realize that maybe I don't always want to play with women, like, and maybe I don't just want to have a threesome with a woman. It would be nice to get some male attention. So we were going on this beach trip, just me and my husband and our kids, and we thought, and we're going to be there for a week, and we thought, hey, it'd be really cool if we could invite, like, a lifestyle couple down for a couple nights. Because, like I said, we had met people in the club and, like, on that site I told you about. And we had sort of connected with one and had a Snapchat group where, like, we'd share, me and the wife would send, like, dirty, naughty pictures of ourselves back and forth to, like, the whole group so the guys could see and all that kind of good stuff. So we invited them to come down to the beach with us because they had a kid too, so the kids could play. So they stayed for a couple of nights. But that second night, me and my husband talked forever again. He decided it would be okay if another guy, like, touched me and went down on me, but no sucking cock, nothing like that. So that second night we played a game. Of course, we all got naked again. Of course, we were, like, shut into a different room just in case the kids got up, they wouldn't see anything weird.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was kind of ridiculous. But that night, the husband of the other couple, he went down on me while my husband was going down on his wife. And of course, me and her played together. I feel like in all these situations, women always start things out. Like, it'll always be, like, the women making out first, getting on the bed first. One of us goes down the other one first. And then, like, the guys are allowed to join. And I feel like that's how every single experience we've had so far has been. I guess it just gets everyone feeling comfortable. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you got smart guys there, because that's the way it should be. I think you don't want to push women to do stuff, and maybe they're being super respectful. I don't know, but I have heard people say that, you know, the swingers world and the lifestyles, like, the women, it's the women's rule, that world. It's their choice. They start things out. Like you said, I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, 100%. It's whatever I say. Basically, that's what happens.
How did you feel seeing your guy with a woman? Was that the first time you seen him go down on a girl?
Yes, it was. Now, that first time in the club, I watched another girl suck his dick, and I loved that. And that was the first time I'd seen him do that to another woman, and I loved that. But the silliest thing to me about all of this is we still had the no kissing rule. Like, no, I don't kiss a guy. You do not kiss another woman. I can kiss women, of course, because it's just a girl. But, I love watching him do that. I love watching him receive the pleasure from women. But I don't know what it's been up until here recently about the kissing thing that's bothered me. It's like, you're literally, like, having sex almost orally, and I'm upset about a kiss. I don't understand the mental.
Yeah, but everybody, you don't have to understand it. Everybody has that rule, and that rule is the first one typically that goes out the window. But because I think people think that kissing is, like, more intimate. I had a booty call guy that I used to fuck him, blow him, do everything. I never kissed him because I didn't really like him like that. So I just feel like I also didn't like his lips, because I do think kissing could just be a sexual thing. But kissing, I think, is tied to romance. When you really like someone, you want to kiss them. There's that thing. But kissing could also just be, like, dirty and hot. But I think we that's why it becomes a rule at first. And I think it goes out the window for most people. So I don't think it doesn't make sense. That's everyone's first rule they all have. No kissing.
Right. So after that, we had another experience. We went to a hotel with this couple we'd met at the club. Now, at the club, when we met them, she's just gorgeous. She is just a gorgeous woman. Her husband's a little weird, but anyway, we went to the back with them. And we always, like, there's a St. Andrew's cross back there. Me and my husband have sort of become known as, like, the couple that, like, we know how to flog some people. Because we started that up, too. Like, when we first, you know, started getting, like, back into having sex every night, like, we got some floggers. We started doing a little, like, breath play. We got some restraints for the bed. Like, so when we go to the club, like, that's our first go-to. We're like, let's go back to the cross. Like, we love that. So she has a real nice ass on her, but we all end up on the couch. My husband goes down on her. Her husband, like, touched my boobs a little bit. Cause my husband agreed, like, okay, guys can touch your boobs at this point. They can maybe go down on you if I like the guy and that's it.
Yeah.
So they came to our hometown and met us at a hotel that we had reserved. And basically all that happened was we all got on the bed together after me and her. She went down on me. I didn't actually go down on her that time. Anyway, she went down on me, and then the guys came over, and, like, they fucked on one side of the bed, and we fucked on the other side of the bed, just, like, parallel play next to each other.
Yeah.
So that was really hot. That was actually the first time that my husband was able to, like, come, like, around with other people around, because every time we go to the club, it's like he can get hard, but he can never get to completion just because there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of, like, moaning, and it's very distracting. So he was really excited about that. I was too, just because it's another first. But
yeah, that's your first couple swap, and that was off the table. Like, there was no sex going on for anybody, you know, in the beginning. How do you get to this place where you're like, yeah, let's fuck other people in front of each other?
Oh, no. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I was just with my husband.
Oh, no swapping. Oh, right. Parallel play. You guys are just fucking in front of another couple.
Yeah. Like, we're just next to each other on the same, like, queen size bed. So it was just hot.
Yeah, that's hot. That's something new for sure. That's another new thing.
Then after that, a month after we went to the swingers club for the first time, nobody knows that we do this except for my best friend, one of the girls that I played with. For my bachelorette party. Okay.
Yeah,
so I knew I could tell her. Yeah, yeah. So I knew I could tell her about it. I really needed to tell one of my friends so I could talk about it. I knew I could tell her. And oh my gosh, she was just so excited about it. So not even a month after our first visit, they started going like twice a month, their full swap. Like, they have fucked so many people. They're just gung ho.
Do they go when you go?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So first I was like, we're never going to go at the same time. Oh, we love to go at the same time now. But now me and her, we don't mess around anymore. Like, we'll kiss each other. Or would, like, dance on the dance floor together, but we don't play with, like, quote unquote, play with each other anymore. But anyway, so we're all scheduled to go for her birthday party to the swingers club, but there was these, like, horrible tornadoes, shut everything down in Nashville. So friends of hers who were also coming to the club, they invited all of us to come back to their house for a big house party. So we're like, okay, house party, never done that before. So we go with my friend, and that was the very first night I asked my husband to kiss another woman in front of me. That was the first time that I really had been wanting to do, like, a double blowjob with my husband. So we went upstairs, and that was the first time I actually saw my best friend having sex with someone else, like, on this, just splayed out on this, like, ottoman. It was the weirdest thing. But I started sucking my husband's dick, and I just happened to see this woman sort of in my peripherals walking behind me, and I just grabbed her and I said, hey, can you help me with this? And so she just bent down and just started, like, sucking his dick while I sucked his balls. And it was just, I don't know, it was just great. But so after all this, we sort of both realized, like, we had more talks. It's like, I can play with a man. You can kiss women. Let's be a little bit more real about this. Our most recent time that we went to the club, we went to the back, and there's these, like, giant dice back there. And a lot of times people will, like, once again, play a game, but it's usually with just strangers, like, in a big circle, and you throw these giant dice around, and whatever it says on that side of the dice, you do to, you know, whatever person in the circle that you choose. It'll say something like, suck another man's neck, or lick someone's thigh, or kiss, suck an ear, whatever it says. And there was this couple sitting on a couch, and they had their unicorn sitting in between them. And we interacted with them. I ended up accidentally giving her a hickey on her neck during the game. It was really embarrassing. But the guy, he licked on my ear. He kissed on my mouth. It was great. But after that night, though, we started talking to them on just text messaging with them. And we decided that we wanted to finally have our first full experience with another couple. We're like, I'm going to just hang out with the guy and do what I want with the guy. And my husband's going to do the same thing with the woman.
So now you are allowing each other to have sex with other people.
Well, hang on. I told you we take things really slowly. So we went to their hometown, and the whole thought was we were just going to meet them for dinner, and we didn't think anything was going to happen. But we got a hotel room, of course, and the whole dinner was great. And that whole time, me and the wife, just we talked for an hour and a half straight. The guys talked the whole time, and it was just everyone really connected. So as we were leaving, I just said, hey, do y'all want to come back to our hotel room? And turns out they were totally prepared. They already had drinks in their car ready to bring back to our hotel. She had lingerie ready to change into. They had brought sex games to play. So I think that they knew, and we didn't know that was probably going to happen. But anyway, so we all get back to the hotel, and she changes into her lingerie. They made their own sex Jenga game. So they made their own blocks and wrote dirty things on each of these little Jenga blocks. And yeah, you play Jenga, but if something falls, you have to do what's on the block that falls. And that just sort of started the whole night. So that was the first time I'd kissed another guy in 18 years. But this guy, oh gosh, the first time you kiss another man, it's I was really excited. I thought it was going to be this great kissing, touching. And the touching was great and all that, but man, Kathy, he was just he would shove his tongue into my mouth forcibly, and it was rapid fire. If someone's it was almost someone sticking two fingers in your mouth and just poking in and out real quick. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God, I think everyone's kissed somebody that kisses like that. It's the worst. That's someone that doesn't know how to kiss. I don't know how that person's married. It's gross.
Well, the funny thing is, he went down on me twice, and he made me cut. He's good with his tongue.
Yeah, well, so obviously his wife hasn't taught him how to fucking kiss. Okay, someone needs to tell that man, you don't move your tongue like that in a woman's mouth. Move it like you move it on her pussy, okay? Calm it down.
I told him at least three or four different times. I kept saying, slow down, slow down. And I meant,
good for you.
I meant his tongue. I think he maybe thought I meant other things. No, I was cool with everything that was happening. I meant his freaking tongue. It was just so odd. But of course, once again, me and the woman got on the bed. She went down on me. And I will say that was probably the first time that a woman has made me come from going down on me. Mm-hmm. Just because I feel like women aren't nearly as good at doing that as men are. I mean, with some more practice, they can be. But I don't know. Even when I go down on women, I'm not really sure what I'm doing. I know I'm, but now I'll stick a finger in or try to massage with my hand a little bit while I'm licking, and I try to do circles and stuff. But I don't know that. I just don't know. It seems like we would know instinctually as women, but I just don't feel like we do. But so she went down on me first, and then my husband sort of just went over there with her, and I went over here with her husband, and I started sucking her. So we were all basically naked at this point, but I went down and I started sucking his dick. And once again, this guy's great, right? We had so much fun, but his dick was so much smaller than I am used to. So my husband's dick is probably about 7 inches or so. And this guy's dick was probably Kathy, 4 maybe. And it was thin.
Uh-huh.
So I just, not that I want some giant dick in my mouth. I was just more excited. My first time kissing and going down another guy and 18 years, it's going to be all, I had it all blown up in my head. Right. And it was just not, But as I was going down on him, he started to come, and I hadn't been, I sucked on his balls, and I guess his wife doesn't suck on his balls. I just thought that's what all women did, but I guess they don't. Like, I always suck on my husband's balls, but right after I started doing that, I went back to his cock, and he just started coming a lot, so I was trying to take it in my mouth, but after a minute, it was just like, I could, there was too much liquid, like, I couldn't keep it in my mouth anymore, and I prefer not to swallow some other man's jizz. So I like raised my head up, but next thing I know, Kathy, he's like I kept telling my husband it was almost like male squirting. I don't know if that's a thing, but I've never seen so much cum come out of one person.
Oh yeah, you emailed me about this guy.
It was so wild. I mean, he got the bed wet, he got the floor wet. It was on me, like on my like clothes, like or my not my clothes, my body. He just kept coming and coming, and I thought this is, and maybe he like had denied himself for a few days leading up to like meeting up with us or something. And it kind of smelled like ranch Doritos. It was just very odd. I'm just not used to there being a smell and there being so much liquid.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah, it was a little weird. And like I said, and during this whole time, like my husband was eating her out. She, you know, was sucking his dick, and she was really, really determined to make my husband come. So at one point they were about to leave, and next thing we all start back up again. Like I hop on this guy's lap, I'm like grinding on him, and then I don't know, we're making out, and I look over, and man, she is just like, she sucked his dick so hard that his dick was red the entire next day, because she was like a vacuum, you know what I mean? But he eventually finally came, which again, it was just really surprising. So, overall, they both are really good at what they do. It's just certain things were just a little odd. But no, so the whole no kissing thing went out the door, because they were making out, we were making out, and the whole like me and another guy thing went out the door. But we still don't do swapping. You know what I mean? We still don't fuck other people. And we talk about that so much. And it's almost like for us at this point, like I said, we've been doing this for about 2 years almost. And at this point, I feel like we're at a good spot, because we finally both realized that we don't just want to find some unicorn. Because that was the whole thing. Let's find a unicorn. And once you kind of meet some unicorns, they tend to be a little arrogant, a little, some of them, full of themselves. Like, oh, like I'm giving you some special treat, so you got to treat me like a queen or something. And I like to treat everyone the same. Just because you're coming into our relationship doesn't mean I have to, you know, bow down to you or something. So we decided we like to hang out more with couples, but I'm not sure right now where we're at if fucking another couple is going to add anything to what, you know, what this lifestyle has already brought to us, because we're so much closer. We just, you know, the way we talk to each other, the way we interact, we touch each other like all every day. We text all day long. Like it's just been, I don't know, it's just reignited our, I don't know, fire for us. I'm not sure how to say it, but it's, I don't know, it's just been great. And I just also really wanted to tell you, like, a lot of this and a lot of the things that we've learned about and like things to do, we've learned from your show. And so I really appreciate what you do. Like, you've really helped us in our quote unquote journey. So,
I mean, like, what is next on your guys' list? You're obviously still super horny. You're only 2 years into that change that occurs, that women get like, oh my God, it's really crazy horny. Are you still pegging your husband, or what other kinds of things are on your guys' bucket list?
Oh yeah. So we just did that a couple nights ago. I got that toy in that you told everybody about. We just got that in a few days ago. So we just pegged on, we had this giant beanbag mattress. So once again, it's like a perfect, so I was able, like I said, to fuck him while I have that in his ass. So he asked me to do that night before last, actually. So we do that a lot. We finally got these great like bondage ropes for the bed, you know? So like he wraps both my feet and both sides of the bed, straps them in, and both my arms, and just, you know, fucks me, plays with me, kind of tortures me in a way. But our next trip is just in a couple weeks, and it's for his birthday. We've invited that couple that we did the whole last full swap. They call it like full soft swapping. where everyone does everything except fucking. So they're coming. And then this lady that we talked to on that site that I mentioned before, I guess her husband's a cuck. She's like a hot wife sort of scenario. Mm-hmm. And so her and my husband have been talking online. She is actually going to come and meet us there at the club for my husband's birthday. So, because we still haven't really had a quote-unquote threesome with a woman, where it's just me and my husband and another woman and no one else playing, because the husband of this couple, he won't even come and watch. Or if he does come to the club with her, he'll like go and sit out in the bar area while the three of us go back to the back. So I'm a little nervous about it, but I'm excited just because I told him from the get-go, yeah, we can have a threesome with another woman. And so I've been thinking that I might be okay with him fucking her. I don't know. I'm still, it's not off the table, but it's something that we've talked about. And he's told me before, it's not something he needs, but I might really enjoy it because I enjoy watching him do everything else with women, and I enjoy them doing everything else to him. So I would think I would be okay with it. I don't know. I don't know what my holdup is. It's like the kissing thing. It makes no sense. Because everything else has been done. What difference does it make? So that's in a couple of weeks. I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
Well, listen, you have to just honor what that is in you right now that feels that way. I don't know why you can't put it together, but maybe you need to think about it more and understand where it's coming from. And then maybe you could work yourself through it. But I wouldn't try to push past it. As long as you feel that way and that's where you're at, just honor it. It doesn't matter why you feel that way. I think it's a matter of just like knowing that you do and respecting that. It doesn't need to make sense to anyone, even to you. Like, you don't even know why you feel that way, but you do kind of feel that way. So heed that warning a little bit. Don't jump into anything. It sounds like, listen, you and your husband have a very good relationship. So say, God forbid, you try to do something that you don't feel right about, and then you're like horrified. It doesn't sound like it's going to make or break your relationship, right? You might just feel bad about it for a week, but you and your husband have good communication. You'll be able to talk through it and stuff, but you don't need to force yourself to do things if you don't want to. And it doesn't matter, like I said, even if it doesn't make sense even to you, it's just how you feel at the moment. And that doesn't mean that 3 weeks from now you might be like, oh, you know what? I'm really fucking horny for you to see somebody like do it. And it doesn't mean also that you might feel totally fine about something and you'll do it. And then you'll be like, oh, you know what? Maybe that wasn't something that I was into. I mean, you really never know. But right. I think heed those warnings in yourself, and it's okay. And allow yourself to have those boundaries right now. You guys just started. You're 2 years into it. You guys are doing a lot of fun stuff together. You're super open. You guys are doing things the right way. I love that you said you take things slowly. And so you're taking things slowly. And maybe, like I said, those little boundaries are still there for you, because that's just where you're at right now. And you don't need to rush to get there if you don't want to. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're totally right. It reminded me of, we went to the club for New Year's Eve. And we had a great time. And at one point, we were dancing on the dance floor with another couple. So it was me with the husband of this other couple and my husband with the wife of this other couple. And we were like, everyone was grinding on each other. I was grinding on the husband. He was like rubbing me all over. I was like stroking his cock. And I look over and she's doing the same thing to my husband. He's touching her all over. But I had my back turned to them at one point on the dance floor. And then we turned back around as we're dancing and moving around each other. And my husband and his wife are just fully making out. Now, up to this point, like, I've only, quote unquote, allowed him to kiss another woman one time because I was there and I wanted it to happen. And it just really, it really hurt. Like, I couldn't believe how upset I was, even though, like, I was just watching him basically fingering her on the dance floor and her basically like stroke getting him off via hand job almost on the dance floor. Like, why did I? It really hurt though. And we had to leave. Like, we left immediately. He saw the look in my eye and we got our shit and we got out of there I didn't even want to talk to him. I was so mad. I was not mad. I was just hurt. And so I think you're right. I don't, That's why I think that's why I'm so nervous about it. Like, it's something that I feel like I want to happen, but that little bitty thing right there really, really set us back. We had to step out from the quote unquote lifestyle for like 2 months because I was still so. It was just a betrayal because we had said we had that boundary set and he just broke it. So I think that's more of what that was. But I don't know. I think you're totally right though. I just don't want. We're done with bad things happening because we've left the club many a night and had fights in the hotel room afterwards about the dumbest stuff, and we worked through them all. And I think that's the best part about this is, yeah, like you're going to go and you're having a great time and the weirdest, smallest thing might happen and you're back to the hotel room and yeah, you're going to have great sex, but you're also probably going to have a fight about it for the first few times you go. But we've both been we're both done with that. Like, we just want everything to be positive, because if it's not positive, then why are we doing it? So that's another thing about the whole sex for both of us. Like, he doesn't want to see me do that with another guy, of course. So,
well, listen, that's your proof right there. You know what I mean? You have to like even the most professional swingers, professional open couples to this day, one of my friends, doctor guy, who's been on the show, and him and his girl, you couldn't be more open than them. They're swinging all the time. They're out fucking millions of people all over the world. And every now and then they run into something that becomes an issue for them. It's never going to be like, oh, no human being emotions come into play. Right. At the end of the day, you're a human being. And some days, especially women, your hormones are at play. You're still hormonal. Maybe one day it's just the way the wind blows. Something bothers you and it didn't every other time. That's normal life stuff. And I think what's most important in these situations is you do have that communication open and you can talk through things, because you need to know that those times are going to happen and they happen to most people. And the people who can weather through them are the people that do have those open lines of communication and do feel okay to speak up for themselves and do tend to their feelings. If you feel a certain way, bring it up, talk it out, let the other person know. That's what it's about. It's not thinking you're going to get to this place. And maybe you will 20 years down the line, but especially in the beginning, that you're going to get to a place where no one ever doesn't have one feeling. Because like I said, I've heard from professional people that are completely open and down for everything. And every now and then they might feel a little jealousy or they might feel a little butthurt for one reason or another. Like I said, just the way the wind blew that day, how they're feeling that day for some reason. And it doesn't matter why you feel that way. What matters is that you do, and that your partner understands it, and that you're able to talk it out, and you have a partner that respects that you're feeling that way and it talks it out with you. That's what it's about. It's not about saying no one, you're never going to have that stuff and that's never going to come up, because it will. And it sounds like you guys roll that way, and that will be the key to your success moving forward. Just continue to do that.
I think you're right. I totally agree. I just remembered I was going to tell you about my recent girls trip that I went on. I forgot to mention this earlier. So me and the girl from the bachelorette party that I got into the lifestyle, me and her and two other women all went and stayed in a, you know, Airbnb for a couple of nights just to have a girls trip. I haven't had a girls trip in like 8 years or something. Just kid life. So, like I said, she plays with women. I play with women. And one of the women that came with us, I just recently met maybe like a year and a half ago. And we have played around here and there a few times. She actually, one night, listened to me and my husband fuck on the phone. Like, we had her on speakerphone and she just wanted to listen to us have sex. And her husband has no clue that she's done these things. Like, he doesn't know that me and her have gone down on each other in their house and stuff. And that makes me feel kind of bad, but he's kind of a dick also. So I don't know. So we all went on this girls trip. And the second night, our one really vanilla friend, she fell asleep early. She passed out. And the three of us were in the hot tub. And so my best friend started playing around with my new friend. I got out of the hot tub to sort of let them have their time. Because like I said, me and my best friend, we don't really play anymore since that time at the bachelorette party. But after they came back inside, somehow or another, we all ended up in a bedroom together. And next thing you know, the three of us are in the bed together. My best friend and the other girl there, she's going down on my best friend. as I'm like behind her, like, you know, licking her from behind. And then I start fingering my best friend. And so we're all just like having this three-way, like, I don't know, girls play session, mm-hmm. I guess you could call it. And it was a lot of fun. But at one point, so my new friend, she has really long hair, and I just got my nose pierced, and my nose ring got stuck in her hair, and it basically ripped my nose ring out. And it was just, I don't know, it was a really interesting experience, just because I haven't played with my best friend in a long time. But and the night before that, my new friend, I told her, me and her had to share a room. And so I was like, I'm going to go take a shower. And next thing you know, she comes into the bathroom and she's butt naked. And, you know, of course, I'm in the shower and I was like, hey, what you doing? Because I wasn't expecting to play with her on this trip. And next thing you know, she just gets in the shower.
I don't hear you. I can't hear you. You're not being taped. Hello? I don't hear you.
The whole trip
I didn't hear one word you said. I have to cut this whole thing out because it's going too long. And I don't remember where you got cut off. There was like the last 5 minutes. Can you tell the last 5 minutes? Sorry. I was like saying, I can't hear you, but you didn't hear me.
Really?
Yeah. Damn, so weird.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So I went on this girls trip with my best friend, the one that I got into the lifestyle, and a couple of other girlfriends, one I met like a year ago. Can you hear me?
I can now, but I can't hear the whole story again. Start in the middle. I don't remember where you left off.
Okay.
I mean, I don't have time.
Okay,
my son's coming home in like 10 minutes.
Okay. So anyway, our vanilla friend, she went to bed early. I let my best friend and the new girlfriend play around in the hot tub. I got out. I was just going to let them have their time. But somehow the three of us ended up in a bedroom together, and my best friend, the new girl, and me all ended up on the bed. The new girl is going down on my best friend. I'm behind the new girl, going down on her, like fingering her from behind. Lots of fingering. My nose ring got stuck in my friend's hair. Ripped it out. That's basically all I wanted to say about that.
Well, listen, honestly, I love all your stories. People are going to love your story. Even though you think you haven't done much, I feel like you said that in your email or something. Like, but you haven't a lot. You guys have done a lot. Okay. Now, listen. Since you listen to my show, that sometimes I get picks for people for my Patreon.
Yeah.
If you want to send some hot R-rated picks, nothing X-rated, I'll give you access to my Discord where you can put whatever you want on there afterwards. But I will give you private access for that. Keep that stuff for over there if you want to. And even if you don't want to do X-rays, if you just go on to Discord, you could talk to my listeners. But send me some hot picks of you, anonymous ones, right?
Thanks,
to my
sure.
email. Sooner than later, because girl episodes always air super quick. So get it to me sooner than later, okay?
Okay, I'll get it to you today.
All right, you're the best. Thanks so much for calling in.
Hey, thank you so much, Kathy.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics, and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests, as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone? Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous.